You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. I am your host, Adam Balio. Americans spend over $30 billion on complementary and alternative medicine each year. As healthcare professionals, we need to know the facts. Let's find evidence-based medicine together. This podcast is not designed to be used for medical or legal advice. Thank you. Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. Today, I'd like to talk to you about juniper oil and transplant. For school, I recently had a transplant rotation, and I had the opportunity to understand that part of medicine. Now, for transplant patients, there is a balancing challenge. When they receive a new kidney, which is most of the patients that we saw were kidney transplants, there is a chance that they could reject the kidney through their own immune system. So we suppress that with medications. However, that also suppresses the immune system, so now they become more susceptible to infection. There's also a chance that the medications they take can actually be harmful to the kidney. It's kidney toxic. This medication is called tacrolimus. There was some research that I found that talks about transplant medication tacrolimus being nephrotoxic. Unfortunately, through this study, they weren't able to detect what the mechanism is that causes nephrotoxicity. They did find renal tubule damage. 17 to 44% of kidney transplant patients experience nephrotoxicity. This is proven when lower dose lowers serum creatinine. This is thought to be the price paid for treatment. Typically, this does not lead to rejection. Another clinical trial I found, entitled Dietary Fish Oil Supplements Preserve Renal Function in Renal Transplant Recipients with Chronic Vascular Rejection. It was a small study with 14 patients. There was a 6-month control period followed by a 6-month treatment period. It demonstrates the use of fish oil to slow kidney failure by measuring the reciprocal plasma creatinine levels. However, the fish oil has low adherence due to the taste, and this leads us to the trial that I found about juniper oil. This trial is kind of a new experience for this particular podcast because it was not a human study. The publishers wanted to find options outside of fish oil that would actually be beneficial to kidney patients without the strong aftertaste of fish oil. Their study is called Amelioration of Tacrolimus-Induced Nephrotoxicity in Rats Using Juniper Oil. There were 6 arms to this study, which involved 36 rats. So each arm had 6 rats each. They were studied in a 5-week-long study, and the arms included a control, which had no tacrolimus, a treatment arm with a standard diet plus tacrolimus, and then 4 arms, which got the treatment of the standard diet plus tacrolimus, and then 1 arm got juniper oil, 1 arm got fish oil, 1 got safflower oil, and 1 got arachidonic acid. So we have a control, an untreated arm, and then 4 treatment arms. Tacrolimus was administered during weeks 4 and 5 via gastric lavage, dosed 3 milligrams per kilogram, which is the amount recognized to induce decreased kidney function. Some of the things that they looked for in this study were specific kidney function measures, including PGF2 alpha and inulin. Each arm showed statistical significance against the control and the arm with no oil. And juniper oil was the only one that showed statistical significance over fish oil. They also looked at the fatty acid composition of the kidneys. Some noteworthy results include that rats that received fish oil had improved PGF2 alpha and inulin after tacrolimus compared to placebo, but not compared to control. But rats that received juniper oil had even better results. Arachidonic acid group performed even worse than tacrolimus alone for both PGF2-alpha and inulin, and the fatty acid membrane analysis demonstrates best ETA-EPA results in fish oil groups, but it is also improved in the juniper oil group. So what can we learn from this trial? It demonstrates augmentation of prostaglandins, it's tasteless, which may increase adherence over fish oil, and it might increase kidney transplant survival. It can prevent rejection due to intolerable tacrolimus levels and improve acute GFR post-transplant. Some of the challenges that this trial faces, aside from the fact that it's a rat study, is that patients would need a 5% weight concentration of oil. This could be more than half a bottle of oil per day for an equivalent dose in a human. That's similar to 7 doses of over-the-counter fish oil per day for standard diets. Also, it's difficult from this trial to know exactly what kind of juniper oil to get. For example, there are many juniper berry supplements. Is there a conversion? We're not really sure. And again, it is difficult for a layperson to know exactly what is in their supplements. In this case, price can also vary greatly depending on what brand of juniper oil one gets. One company charges $20 for a 5-milliliter bottle, while another company might charge $6 for a 15-milliliter bottle. And either of those options might be good, but again, the patient may not be aware of quality compared to cost. This treatment may also be difficult and unsafe for people who are pregnant, people who have bleeding risks, and people with diabetes. As for a recommendation, I think juniper oil should be studied in human patients through clinical trials. Fish oil might be an effective alternative, but there's no acknowledged standard dose. So that's my podcast today. I apologize for, again, not having my standard routine. It has been difficult getting back on track with this particular rotation, but I do have some interesting episodes in the pipeline right now. I'm working on an episode about enzyme therapy, and I've also found one for my cardiology rotation that should be very interesting as well. I want to thank you for joining me today. Thank you for listening to my podcast. In order for my podcast to grow, I would appreciate it if you shared it with your friends and left a rating and review. Remember, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can reach me at integratedpharmacist@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. If you like what you heard, please give us a good rating, subscribe, and tell your friends. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.